In the fall of 2015, HSU students were surveyed about food and housing security, McGuire and O'Neill, 2016. While food security has since been partially addressed with food pantries and outreach programs, student homelessness is just now getting attention, and it's going to get some more attention right now because Marissa O'Neill is here with Pam Bowers. They are both assistant professors here at Humboldt State University in the Department of Social Work. I'm happy to have both of them here in the studio to tell you about the Resiliency and Photo Voice projects, which they are both involved with. Welcome to the magazine, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. My pleasure. So, big topic. Who's going to go first, and what are you going to tell us?
I'll go first.
Okay.
And
you're Marissa.
Yes.
Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. So in the 2015 survey, we found that 15% of students on campus reported at some point in their college years being homeless. And we hypothesized that that would affect their academic success, that they wouldn't do very well. On the contrary, we found out they were doing very well. And so we're now looking at resiliency in this population to find out what are their strengths and what is going so well for them so that we can build on that and help other students.
Which is really amazing because, as you mentioned before we went on air, so much research is always done on the problem, but this is also a solution-based project.
Right.
And so you're interviewing people, you're looking for students that you'd still like to interview. Tell us what you're looking for.
Yes. So we're looking for students who at some point during their college career have been homeless. They don't have to identify as homeless. Homeless can be very broad. They could have couch surfed. They could be sleeping in their campers, or they could be actually in transitional housing. We're looking for participants to do a two-part collaboration. The first part is an interview with me. It lasts about 30 minutes, and we ask about what's going really well for them.
Yeah, and then the second part is with me, and it becomes...
And me is Pam Bowers. Yeah. Hi, Pam. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks so much. So something that I've been really passionate about is exploring critical reflection through photography. And we call that photo voice. And so what we're going to be doing is exploring resiliency through photography. So students will meet with me initially, and we'll talk about, some of those resilience factors. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be sent off with a camera with some prompts that we co-develop together. Mm-hmm. And they'll take pictures of what that resilience looks like to them. Mm-hmm. And then they'll come back and meet with me once the camera's been returned and I've printed some pictures for them. We'll select a couple. Mm-hmm. And we go through an analysis process where they reflect on the picture. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, it becomes a call to action. So at the end of the interview, we kind of say, what's next? What do we want to do about this information now that we have it? Mm-hmm. And so what I'll end up doing is after I'm hoping to recruit for about 12 students.
Okay.
That's what I have funding for, and we're hoping to have about 2 pictures per student and then host several gallery opening events where we can share about the resilience factors. Mm-hmm. And share their stories, and then it becomes a call to action. So what can we build on? So as Marissa mm-hmm. was mentioning, is there something that we need to know more about? Do we need to have the library open for longer hours? Was that a factor related to resiliency, for example?
Mm-hmm. So, I bet it was. I bet it's a good place to hang out. And you do more work if you can't be at home loitering.
Exactly.
And it's not really funny, but. And how do they find you? Their students can find you on campus, go to the social work department, or...
Yeah, we've got some flyers that are hanging around. We've been on social media. So the HSAA, the Homeless Student Advocacy Alliance Club on campus, has been promoting some of our flyers through their Facebook page and their website as well. Mm-hmm. So,
are students pretty forthcoming in letting you know what's happening?
Yes, they are. They're very forthcoming.
Mm-hmm.
And they can email us.
Okay.
Then go to the social work department and grab our emails and send us.
Okay, so you're easy to find.
We're easy to find.
Mm-hmm. And how long does it take, really? You said 13 minutes or something?
Well, the initial interview with Marissa is about 30 or so minutes.
Oh, 30, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll meet with me for the first time about 20 minutes, and then the second time is about an hour for the reflection.
And this is both for CR students and Humboldt students, or just Humboldt State University students?
We're interviewing all students in Humboldt County that are college students.
Okay.
So CR students are welcome to participate.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm.
as well as students who are taking classes online in other programs.
And is it getting any better now that word is on the street that this is an issue?
I think more people are talking about it, and we're looking for more solutions.
And you said housing is at 100% capacity, so...
It is on campus here. Right.
Yep. We're looking for more solutions. I feel like this is just one aspect of the, you know, the greater issue. And so we hope that by not focusing so much on the deficit model, but more on this resilience and the strengths and the skills, we can really also highlight what social work is doing in the community, too.
And how did you both become involved with this subject matter?
Pretty much accidentally. We just realized that it was an issue as social workers. Social workers are frequently dealing with homelessness and food security.
But did some of your students mention, or how did you find out?
Right. So, a lot of students on campus have been coming to different departments and telling advisors and different support people that they're having issues. And frequently, then they come and ask us, because we're social workers, where should we refer people?
Interesting.
I think across the state, it's becoming more publicized.
Yeah, that was one of my questions. Is this a national thing or statewide?
It's definitely a national.
Yeah, national
thing. And then the chancellor has also sponsored a statewide research project that Jen McGuire is doing on food and housing security in addition.
And so this is national because housing, there are just so many more people? Or do we have an answer?
I mean, I think college has become more and more expensive. There's fewer, you know, access to loans and other financial resources.
So it's financially based as well as housing. Like here in Humboldt, there's a lack of housing. So
yeah, there's just not enough inventory, you know.
But it's also a financial issue.
Definitely a financial issue. And nationwide, we know that the college student population has changed in the last 10 years. A lot of people have gone back to college. So a lot of our students are older, and they have families. They have maybe more working, more hours, and more responsibilities.
Yeah, I talked to a student the other day who was saying, you know, when I was down in, you know, UC Santa Cruz, it's a college town just like this, you know, and I had no problem. I could just pop in 2 weeks before classes started and get housing. But when I came up here, I did the same. I came a couple weeks before classes started and, you know, I struggled for 2 months without housing. Just an example.
Wow. And so, okay, so you're going to do the project. Will there be an art show on campus? Will there be...
This is being co-constructed with the student participants. So I've been asking for feedback as, you know, they've been coming in and we've been developing photos. And so, yeah, I think there is a voice that they want to be on campus first. And we want to kind of speak to the administrators and stakeholders on campus. And then we hope to be out in the community as well. So one of potentially Arts Alive or, you know, whoever would host us, really. Yeah. to highlight all of the
good work. And then if someone has housing to offer, is there a place that they can contact, or someone besides you two, or maybe you two are?
Actually, Shante Cat is working with the housing department here.
Okay, housing.
To help advocate for off-campus housing.
Fantastic.
She was hired as a liaison. It's a new position that was just created. So working with students who are experiencing just the issues we're talking about now.
Wow. Well, it's fascinating. I appreciate both of your energy on this subject matter. It's really pretty serious. And so thank you very much. Tell me who you are. And
Pam Bowers in social work.
Thank you, Pam Bowers.
Marissa O'Neill in social work.
Okay, how'd it go? Did we miss anything?
Nope. No, that's perfect.
We're good.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, it was really my pleasure. And contact information one last time for both of you guys.
You can email me at mlo29@humboldt.edu.
And you can email me at phb44@humboldt.edu.
Okay, and that's archived on the web if you missed it right then and there. Thank you both for joining us on the KHSU Magazine today.
Thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm.